You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the League Podcast from William Hill. My name is Mark Walton, filling in for Alex Dunn this week. He's having a well-deserved break, but luckily we still have the pundits all in line to give us their usual range of selections. And the first of them is Mr. Pete Farries. How are you, Pete?
I'm fine, thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good indeed. I'm enjoying the Football League at the moment, mainly because Leeds are doing quite well for once, but yeah, it's all good.
You're not going to enjoy my pick in the Leeds Villa game later, but Leeds are doing very, very well, and certainly big positive strides. It's a great weekend this week because obviously not only have I got a full calendar of Championship football to enjoy and devour, but obviously then I get lots of interest in League One and League Two, because obviously they're not happening in, well, those two games in League Two, to be fair, but all the rest of it is going on in the FA Cup, which has got huge amounts of value. One of the games later on is incredible for value. So, no, I'm really excited about this weekend. I've already got my Acker on. That's how excited I am. I got all sort of cheery on the train yesterday and then put a whole Acker on. To be fair, it was 3% boredom and 97% excitement for the weekend. But that wasn't important, 3%. Plus, there was these guys to my right-hand side in the train who were just, and I don't over-exaggerate here, Mark, because I'm not one for hyperbole, as we both know. They were the worst people who've ever existed.
That's a pretty strong statement right there. Why were they so bad?
The worst people. They were basically getting hammered. So, okay, whatever. You know, if you do that and you're not harming anyone, then you can't argue. They started to sing and chant. They were saying some pretty unpleasant things about a female co-worker. They were basically just being thoroughly unpleasant, to the point where I moved carriages. And then sat next to a man who was snoring so loudly that the carriage shook. So it was a great trip back, as I'm sure we can all agree.
That sounds like a superb train journey. Relaxing, if anything. Let's move on to the football.
Yes, it was.
Yes, let's move on to the football. Thursday night, part of the 10-10. We've got QPR against Wolves. QPR are 7-5 in the betting. The draw is 11-5. Wolves are 11-5 as well. 7:45 PM kickoff at Loftus Road. What are your thoughts in Thursday night's game, Pete? It's two pretty out of form sides, really.
Yeah, QPR obviously had that big win under Ian Holloway for game one, didn't they, beating Norwich at home. They were then useless against Ipswich, who tore them apart last weekend. But the thing about Wolves at the moment is, yes, I can see what Paul Lambert's tried to do. He's tried to make them solid, he's tried to make them hard to beat, for which you completely and utterly understand. But the last Championship game they won, September. I mean, this is a side who I've got absolutely, in my opinion, despite the fact they've been scoring goals, no regular scary goal-scoring threat. They've had a lot of injuries. Some of their younger players, who are brilliant. I mean, Iorfa had an absolute nightmare the other week. You know, Courtney Hawes. These are good, really good, talented young players, but it isn't coming together for them. And they are in trouble. I mean, joint, really, you know, what, 18 points, three teams on 18 points. They are technically a side in the relegation zone. If you look at it like that, obviously, look at the more accurate league table, they're not. But you know what I mean? They are as good or as bad as Wigan or Cardiff right now, which are teams in the relegation zone. So I looked at the value here and couldn't believe how good the value on QPR was. 7-5 is brilliant. Now, not only did they win their only home game under Ian Holloway, they've only lost three times at home this season. One of those was absolutely battered, of course, by Newcastle. But Brentford, who aren't amazing on the road, and Preston are slightly worrying. But this is a QPR side who are only going to get better, in my opinion. They've got the sum of the parts to make a good mid-table, upper mid-table Championship side. So 7-5 against a team in Wolves who haven't won since September, whose away form, yes, there's been plenty of draws, but outside of a crazy win at Newcastle and Birmingham, they've not really done anything. Like I said, the draws, but draws at Preston, at Blackburn. I can't see how that 7-5 isn't value, but this shows you how bored I was on the train yesterday. What I looked at was who's been scoring against Wolves recently, because three of the last five goal scorers against Wolves have been guys of over 6 foot. The other one was a 5'10". They have struggled with height and they've struggled with physicality. Now, you'll know this yourself, Mark, as a Leeds fan. Seb Poulter has a huge amount of physicality and there's quite a lot of height. So actually, 6'1" is the average goal scorer height against Wolves in the last few games. 9-5, Seb Poulter is an absolute beaut anytime. But I went with QPR. I just could not see how Wolves, with their lack of wins away from home, and with QPR, I think, going to get much, much better, and already with an OK home record, I thought 7-5 was great value.
All right, good stuff. 7-5, QPR the selection in Thursday night's game. Let's move on to Friday night. Nottingham Forest against Newcastle. Nottingham Forest 7-2 in the betting here. The draw is 11-4. Newcastle are 4-5. 7:45 p.m. kickoff at the City Ground. And, well, we'll start with Newcastle, given that they've played very recently. They played, obviously, on Tuesday night in the EFL Cup quarter-final. Only a few days to get ready for this. Is that going to be a problem here, Pete?
Yeah, that's the big issue here, isn't it, about Newcastle. But I'm weirdly going to take the punt on them nevertheless. Pushed, obviously, the whole way by Hull, weren't they? Or they pushed Hull the whole way, I suppose, is the more league-accurate way of terming it at the moment. But Forest are the absolute archetype, crazy, inconsistent championship team. I mean, that is what they are. They're crazy. They win a couple, they draw a couple, they lose a couple. They aren't doing huge amounts. Now, admittedly, the last two games, they obviously beat Ipswich with a great opening minute goal from Masson Bolonga. He followed that up. They then had that amazing first sort of 25, 26 minutes against Barnsley, didn't they, where it was 2-2. And then they kicked on to win 5-2. So they have got certainly something about them, Forest. But again, if you break it down, 4 home wins this season, but the first 3 in a row, and since then just 1-5. And Newcastle, yeah, you know, had a surprising loss against Blackburn. And a very poor loss against Blackburn. Had that that game the whole way through to penalties, didn't they? But I couldn't not be with Newcastle, but then I got confused as to what that would mean. I have to be with Newcastle here, even though 4-5, with everything we've said, the loss to Blackburn and the extra time, I still have to be with them. Now, Newcastle and both teams here is quite interesting at 5-2. Factor in that fatigue. Factor in the fact that Forest so far at home this season have scored in every single home game. So they've scored in every home game. You have to say that both teams to score and Newcastle win at 5-2 is good. And if you fancy both teams to score, man, then Henry Lansbury, I never quite know. 14-5 any time for Lansbury. That's a beauty. He got a hat-trick against Barnsley. He's got 6 goals this season. And he's got the Albert Adoma effect in that he loves playing on television. He's always brilliant on television. So 14-5 for the former Arsenal man would be the way here. But I went with Newcastle. I know it's short considering what they've been through and considering what Forest are like sometimes. But definitely the 4-5 on Newcastle. They both seem to score definitely, which means the over 2.5 at 7-10 is good value too.
All right, so leaning towards Newcastle, both teams on the score sheet as well. The enhanced odds offers there as well. A few people will be attracted to the Dwight Gayle one, I imagine. Him to score in a Newcastle win, that was 29-20. That's now 2-1. He's been in superb form, hasn't he?
Well into double figures. Scored the last time, scored a brace last time he was on telly as well against Leeds, didn't he, as you will know. Albeit, you know, thanks to Rob Green. But still, the point is that 2-1 is great value. I mean, if you fancy Newcastle goal scorer, he's the one, isn't he?
You'd say so. Let's move on then to some FA Cup football next. Macclesfield taking on Oxford. That's on Friday evening as well. 7:55 kickoff for this one. Macclesfield 4-1. The draw 11-4. Oxford are 6-10. So the odds in favour of the League One side, Oxford here. Pete, are you leaning that way as well?
No. The value on Macclesfield is huge here for a couple of reasons. Now, I'm a big... When I see a team who are a big price, usually 6-1 and bigger, I like to look at the +2. And obviously, at 4-1, you're getting 3-10 on win, draw, or lose by a goal. The plus a goal is 11-10. The draw, no bet, Macclesfield is 5-2. Oxford battered Merstham, didn't they? 5-0, they beat Merstham. They absolutely destroyed them. But, in the league, they are atrocious away from home. They've won just one league game. And Macclesfield are several leagues higher than Merstham. Now, they're mid-table. Oxford are mid-table as well. But Oxford don't travel very well. I mean, let's be fair, against Merstham, even if you had the best or the worst record, with all due respect to Merstham, they should be comfortably winning that game if you're looking at player for player. Now, I was surprised that I knew Macclesfield would be second favs, quite rightly, but I think 4-1 is a little bit rude. They've already knocked out, don't forget, a League One side. They knocked out Walsall, didn't they, in the previous round 1-0. So now they go back to the Moss Rose. And I think they can. I definitely think they can do it here. I think 4-1 is giant. Oxford away from home, not great. Macclesfield at home, very, very decent. It smacks to me of a possible upset here. Draw no bet, they're 5-2. Now, I had a little nibble as well, in fact, have backed this market too with my own cash, which is Chris Holroyd, who's 21-10 anytime Chris Holroyd. Now, he's got 5 goals in 7 games. Now, that sounds a bit weird as to why I've mentioned 5 in 7, but he has been playing so well on top of that. I mean, it all just seems, in my opinion, to line up. He's 21-10 anytime. You know, for a lad who is from Macclesfield, that is a big, big day on television. I would be all over that draw no bet of 5-2. I think this is a cup upset waiting to happen. And I know Oxford had a great run last year, of course, in the FA Cup. I know they've comfortably won their opening game, but this is a different time, and I think a time for a bit of value on Macclesfield.
All right, starting with the cup upset then on Friday night, Macclesfield to get the better of Oxford. On to the Championship action on Saturday. It's a 5:30 kickoff at Elland Road as Leeds take on Aston Villa. Leeds 13-8, the draw 11-5. Aston Villa are 15-8. Aston Villa have improved markedly under Steve Bruce, and they come to Elland Road, which is a hard place to win nowadays. Pete, what happens here? I think this is quite hard to call, although you kind of suggested at the start of this piece that you were on the Villa side of things.
I'm on the Villa side with a little bit of insurance, Mark. 4-7 plus a goal, Aston Villa. They've drawn 5 away games this season. You have to have that insurance on your side, especially as Leeds have been very good at Elland Road this season and Villa have drawn 5 of this season's away games so far. So you do have to have the draw in some way, shape or form on your side. But for several reasons, I've gone with Villa here. Firstly, how many times on telly this season have Leeds played well, Mark?
Once.
And they've been on telly, what, by this point, 50 times?
Yeah. They weren't very good against Rotherham. They weren't very good against Newcastle. Played well against Liverpool, though.
QPR?
Awful.
And like you just said, they played Liverpool midweek. I think, for me, as much as I think Leeds might be in the shout for a playoff spot come the end of the season, I really do, and I think just being able to comfortably say that now is a big step forward in positivity for Leeds fans. But I think you have to be with Villa here. Don't forget as well, Villa, as much as they've been drawing away games, are one of the toughest sides right now, aren't they, to beat, and have been scoring goals and look a lot better under Steve Bruce. They will be in the playoffs come the end of the season, Villa, for me, definitely now. So 15-8 on the outrights, the draw no bet, the plus the goal that I've mentioned. I just think the fatigue, I mean, Leeds aside, I mean, does the quality, the strength and depth really go that far to be able to change enough players from that performance against Liverpool?
Yeah, there'll be 3 or 4 changes. Pontus Janssen will come back in, but I get your point, yeah.
Yeah, and again, the fact is that Leeds are so much better than they were, and that's for Leeds fans fantastic to see. But I just look at them and I just think, I don't know that they're going to have it in them for this game. As good as they've been at Elland Road, I think Villa at 15-8 are a bit of value. Now, goal scorer wise, Chris Wood loves it at home, had a goal disallowed midweek. He's 7-5 any time. You know, you could look at him. But for me, you look at the Villa players. So Coggia, great form, plenty of goals recently as well. 13-8, Jonathan Coggia, you know, 4 in his last 5 Villa games. I think they'll take advantage of that little bit of fatigue myself.
All right. I'm not happy to hear that, Pete.
But it's fair reasoning.
Yeah. The one thing that sticks in my head is how poor Villa are away from home. Only one win away from home since July. One win away from home since July.
Yeah, but a lot of draws. A lot of draws. And also, let's be fair, they have improved hugely. Not a lot of that record is under Bruce, is it?
Yeah, no, you're right, yeah. All right. Well, Pete leading towards Villa then in that game. Final game we'll look at is more FA Cup football. Lincoln against Oldham. That takes place on Monday evening at 7:45. Lincoln are 17-10. The draw 23-10. And Oldham are 7-5. So we've got National League side taking on a League One side once again. Pete, who comes out on top in this FA Cup tie?
The National League side, 17-10. Again, I'm going for some shocks this weekend, Mark. Lincoln have lost just one of their last 15 games in all competitions. They sit top of the competition in the league. They are incredible. Oldham have won just 2 of their last 15. They find themselves just 1 spot off the bottom of League One. And even though they could do with the money for this, they have got nowhere near, I don't think, enough confidence, enough good morale, and let's be fair, overall, enough quality to get by this incredibly strong Lincoln side. And they have been great. Lincoln at home, phenomenal. Oldham away from home, really not. I think 17 to 10. I understand. I think the traders have priced this correctly on this occasion. Oldham, slight favs, but they are a little scared of Lincoln here. You have to be with Lincoln, I think, at 17 to 10. Now, goal scorer wise, they've not offered a huge amount to us so far, but you could look at Luke Waterfall, of course, a former League 2, League 1 player. Theo Robinson, of course, the same. He's 21 to 10 anytime. Matt Reed, a big lump of a human being, but has been scoring recently, a couple in his last five. 5-4 for him. Oldham, you know, they've got a lot of problems on and off the field. But if you were Lincoln here, you'd be looking going, look, our main aim is to get to League 2. But these boys are beatable. They are gettable. And I think 17 to 10 Lincoln. This was one, to be honest, when I was looking, you know, earlier on, I researched heights of players who've been scoring against teams. You know, I put some work in on that train, believe me. But this was one where I sort of went, I just think that it smacks of a victory here for Lincoln, because Oldham are poor and Lincoln are brilliant. And sometimes in football, especially in cup football, it's good to go with a team a couple of leagues below who are in phenomenal form rather than the team a couple of leagues above who are in poor form.
Yeah, you sold me on that one. I agree. I bought into that. 17 to 10 about Lincoln then for Pete in Monday night's FA Cup tie. Of all of that, Pete, do you have a favourite bet?
My favourite bet of the lot would be Lincoln at 17 to 10. But my nap of the week comes in this weekend's Championship 3 p.m. kickoffs,
which we'll hear in just a moment. Thank you very much, Pete.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll be hearing from Pete again in just a moment or two. We'll get his selections in the 3 p.m. kickoffs in the Championship, and those include his nap, as well as he just mentioned there. We'll also be hearing from Gav Pushilovsky, looking at the League One teams in action in the FA Cup this weekend, and Al Ross will be doing the same for the League Two sides. So without further ado, let's get stuck into the rest of the previews, and we'll go back to Pete with his best bets in the 3 p.m. kickoffs in the Championship.
Burton host Rotherham, and 3-4 for Burton against the 7-2 for Rotherham looks incredibly attractive. Let's start then with Rotherham. They've had a bit of a topsy-turvy week, or topsy or turvy alone. I'm not sure which one the bad one is, but basically they've had a bad week because, of course, Kenny Jackett has gone after just 40 days or less than 40 days in charge. It's another nightmare situation for Rotherham, who are going through managers at an incredible rate. They've taken just 7 points from 18 games this season. They are in an absolute mess, and they've taken just 1 point away from the New York as well. For Burton, well, yes, 1-5 is not particularly great in terms of form, but they've lost just twice at home so far this season, to Brighton and to Bristol City, and both of those were winners in the final couple of minutes, a 90th minute winner for Bristol City and an 88th minute winner for Tom Ahmed and Brighton. So at home, Burton are a very, very decent side indeed. Now, I went unders on the goals here at 10-11. Overs is 10-11, and that might well play into your hands if you are wanting to go with the Rotherham away form. They've had 5 games this season away from home that have gone over 3.5, which incidentally is 9-4. There has not been a single away game for Rotherham this season where over 2.5 goals hasn't landed. The issue is, outside of the opening 2 home games for Burton, none have been overs. So for me, I'd rather stay with the side that I think are going to win it, and therefore unders at 10-11 is going to be the play. Burton and unders, by the way, 3-1, and I think there's plenty of other good value as well in the goal scorer market. Jackson Irvin is 21-10, back to goal scoring ways, of course, last week away at Preston. He'll come back to a place where he's played very, very well this season. 6 goals, of course, and now that he's broken that seal once more, 21-10 anytime seems very, very good. But Rotherham are in a mess on the field, and now they're in a mess off it as well. They can't be doing anything away from home, just at 1 point. So I think we should start with Burton at 3-4. Next up then is Fulham against a very talented looking Reading side. Fulham have won an awful lot of games recently, had a better season than many would have thought, but Reading have won even more, sitting 3rd in the league, 6 points off top, 4 back-to-back league wins since that loss to Arsenal, in total 5 back-to-back league wins, and of course in the process, 4 clean sheets. In this market then, even money for Fulham, the draw 13-5, Reading 14-5. But can you turn down 14-5 for a side who've won five in a row, who've been scoring goals, who look dangerous and have incredibly high confidence, especially when they go to a Fulham side who so far this season at Craven Cottage have won just twice? Listen, Fulham need all the credit in the world for the way they've played, and especially the way that at Craven Cottage a couple of weeks ago, they tore Huddersfield Town apart 5-0. But there is no question here, Reading are the play, especially at 14-5. In terms of your bit of value, a bit of insurance, if you will, then Reading draw no bet 7-4, and Reading plus a goal, both 4-5. But they are one of the form teams. I mean, don't forget Martin Allen suggested they're playing like Barcelona or Man City recently. So plus a goal at 4-5 is really rather good value. Over 2.5 goals, 4-5, not entirely sure I'd go that way. Reading and under 2.5 is 6-1. That, of course, is Reading to win with a clean sheet 1-0 or 2-0. And that, for me, is a good, good way to go. Especially, yes, OK, it landed for Birmingham. It didn't land for Bristol City or QPR, who won an overs at Craven Cottage. But especially with the way that Reading are playing, unders looks very, very good indeed. In terms of goal scorers, well, Gareth McCleary's been in fine form. 3 goals in the last couple of weeks for Gareth McCleary. He's 2-1 any time. But this is one that I felt was straight off the bat very, very simple indeed. If you're offering me 14-5 in this division on Reading to be almost anyone, let alone a talented Fulham side, but one who can't perform at home, I will snap your hand off for that 14-5. So Birmingham are 19-20. Barnsley are 3-1 in what should be a fascinating game at St Andrews. Birmingham have lost just once so far at home this season, and that was in a derby against Wolves. Whereas Barnsley had that incredible game, didn't they, last Friday against Forest. 2-2, then 5-2 losers. It was an incredible opening 25 minutes that then saw them capitulate as the game went on. But I can't believe Birmingham are fourth, along with Reading, really. They've been doing it very, very quietly indeed, and Gary Rowett deserves a huge amount of credit for the way he's gone about things. But Birmingham at 19-20 would still be the pick. That home record is phenomenal. And yes, you could argue that Barnsley don't lose a lot away from home so far this season, but they lose at tough places. The likes of Portman Road, the likes of Elland Road, the likes of the Amex, and earlier on this season, of course, when they were at their best at Huddersfield. 19-20 is a very, very decent bit of value indeed. But the way that Barnsley are both scoring and conceding, 4-5 over 2.5 match goals should also be on your slip. In terms of goal scorers, well, Clayton Donaldson has 5 goals so far this season. He's 5-4 and always worth a pick, especially as he takes penalties and plenty of set pieces. But I'm going to take Che Adams here. 3 goals in 15 might not be phenomenal, but a couple of those have come lately. And before he signed for Sheffield United, he almost made his way to Barnsley. 8-5 any time for the talented forward would certainly be a good way to play things. But Birmingham, 19-20, definitely my favourite pick in this game. So what in terms of value is the very best bet of the week? The nap of the week, if you will. Well, I ummed and ahed about Reading. 14-5 seems gigantic. The plus a goal seems gigantic for Reading this weekend. But I actually decided to play it simple. Rotherham have, of course, lost their manager, have won no games away from home so far this season, look incredibly weak on and off the field. So a side good at the Pirelli, good at home, Burton Albion at 3-4, my nap of the week. Best of luck.
It's a break from League One football this weekend with the FA Cup Round 2 and a big round as well for League One sides with the potential of pulling a big boy from the Premier League in Round 3. So the pressure is ramped up. And here are my 3 favourite bets from this weekend's Round 2 of the FA Cup involving sides from League One. Starting with League 2 versus League One, Carlisle versus Rochdale. Carlisle are 7-5, Rochdale 17-10, and Carlisle is just a place of goals, goals and more goals. In League 2, their last 5 home games have produced a grand total of 23 goals in those 5 games, and in the FA Cup at home for Carlisle, it's not really any different. Their last 9 home games in the FA Cup, All nine have been over 2.5 goals. So over 2.5 goals is a big play at 10-11. Rochdale have drawn their last three games away in the FA Cup, only scoring one goal in those three. I think they know they will have to step it up and attack and can't sit back against Carlisle. Otherwise, they'll come home empty-handed. So I do like both score no draw at 8-5. But Carlisle to win and over 2.5 goals is too tempting at 5-2. So that is very much my play. My next bet is all League One affair between Shrewsbury there at home to Fleetwood Town. Overs is a play at the moment for Fleetwood Town away from home. Their last four games have been over 2.5 goals. But Fleetwood do not have a good record for goals or winning games away in the FA Cup. Their last away victory in the FA Cup was at Gloucester City in 2013. Since then, four games on the road for Fleetwood in the FA Cup. Three defeats, one draw, and no goals scored. Shrewsbury, on the other hand, have a great record at home in the FA Cup, and the only team to come to Shrewsbury and win of late in this competition was Manchester United. Their last six games at home, Shrewsbury, five victories and that one defeat to Man United. It's a day off from League One for Shrewsbury, where they are very much struggling, and I do like them at 6-4 to beat Fleetwood. My final shout involves two teams in League One going head-to-head, that is Charlton versus MK Dons. Charlton's home form is solid, MK Dons are much better away from home, so this is very intriguing and it could spell goals for me. Charlton at home in the FA Cup, their last three games have been over 2.5 goals and they've only failed to score in one of nine at home in the FA Cup. MK Dons away from home in the FA Cup have only lost one in nine games on the road, and they have scored plenty. MK Dons have actually scored 13 goals in their last four away games in the FA Cup, where they have faced QPR, Wigan Athletic, Port Vale and Northampton Town. They've been to some fairly tough places and scored goals. They are prolific in the Cup at MK Dons, and given that record, I think they are a bit too big at 2-1 to win at Charlton. Draw no bet on MK Dons is 5-4. MK Dons or draw, double chance live, is a play at 4-7. But my play between Charlton and MK Dons is over 2.5 goals at 4-5. That is also my nap selection. So my treble for this Saturday in the League One teams involved in the FA Cup Round 2. Carlisle to win and over 2.5 goals against Rochdale at 5-2. Shrewsbury at 6-4 to beat Fleetwood Town. And over 2.5 goals between Charlton and MK Dons at 4-5, which is my nap selection. It is just shy of 15-1.
Choose your poison this weekend. There are two League Two matches and a load of fourth tier clubs involved in the FA Cup. Let's get the two League Two games out of the way quickly. Yes, Doncaster could go top if they beat Stevenage in what is their game in hand effectively. However, even money away from home, they're not that great on the road. Stevenage looking like they're turning the corner. I'm going to go to the other game. Yeovil, that's the best price in League Two this weekend. That's the best outright anyway. A tired and leggy Grimsby lost at Crawley last week, but it was a blip, right? Or to quote Grimsby boss Marcus Bignot, a complete freak. Because on the road, Crawley have been even worse than they have been at home before that first win in seven at the weekend. Crawley have lost each of their last five away games, and Yeovil's home form is very impressive. Grimsby the only side to get even a point in their last five league games at Huish Park. It's been 2.5 months since they lost there, so their odds against at home against this Crawley side, very happy with that. Both teams to score also likely, but I'm sticking with the outright for the Acca. And so to the FA Cup, where there are thankfully two prices in ties involving League Two sides that I think the traders have got very wrong. Yes, Cambridge are unlikely to get past Coventry. Notts County, Hartlepool likely to struggle against odds-on opponents. Luton are too short and Blackpool should do it as well, but I try not to put up prices around the 1-2, 4-9 mark if I can help it. Plymouth against Newport's interesting, and actually given Newport at the moment, and indeed given Plymouth's slump, 14-5 on Newport might be big. They have won 4-8. However, There are two odds against prices on League Two sides that, whilst not as big as Newport, might well be better places to put your cash. Firstly, the only team currently above Plymouth in the league, that's Carlisle. Their home record is remarkable, unbeaten since April, 8 straight wins at home in all competitions, and hosting League One playoff hopefuls, Rochdale. But Rochdale, a bit like Carlisle, they've won 7 of their 10 home games, but Spotland is the reason for Rochdale's success. Away from home, 1-2, drawn 2, lost 6. And those wins that they've got were against a 10-man Millwall side and only in injury time, and a Charlton side who were on a 7-match winless run at the time. That winner at Charlton was their last away goal. That was more than 7 hours of football ago. Even though over 2.5 goals still would look good here, given Carlisle's last 5 at home and seen a whopping 27 goals in total. Only Everton and Bournemouth have won in the FA Cup at Carlisle since 2008. 7-5 the outright, or 5-2 Carlisle and over 2.5 goals. And the third choice, Wickham. They're at a Chesterfield side in the League One relegation zone. Frankly, Chesterfield have bigger fish to fry. And what would be a 6th home defeat in 7 for Chesterfield is a big price. I've waffled about Wickham for the last few weeks and they've done us proud at bigger than 2-1 a couple of times during that run. Key injuries are back, 4 straight wins, 9-4 on Wickham is just the wrong price. So Yeovil has to be the nap at 21-20, but Yeovil, Carlisle and Wickham is a big 15-1 for your FA Cup weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.